For the last 5 years, Europe has maintained a moratorium on genetically modified foods. The Bush administration plans to file a complaint with the World Trade Organization to try to end the ban. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Farmers in the U.S. now grow 75% of their soybeans and 34% of their corn from genetically altered seeds. U.S. lawmakers, farm groups, and the biotechnology industry have been pressuring the Bush administration for months to take action against a five-year-long European ban on such crops. Yesterday, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick said the ban violates international trade agreements and announced plans to file a complaint with the World Trade Organization.
For American farmers, the cost and lost sales runs into the hundreds of millions of dollars a year. For the world, the stakes are even higher. In places where food is scarce, increased agricultural productivity through biotechnology can spell the difference between life and death, between health and disease for millions of the world's poorest people.
Zoellick said the EU moratorium was sending a signal to developing countries that they shouldn't accept genetically modified crops. Such crops can be engineered to have higher yields, repel predatory insects, or withstand pesticides better. Others don't rot or bruise as easily. But critics say they also might endanger human health and cause unforeseen damage to the environment.
We want to make sure that this is really safe.
Willy Elan is a Washington spokesman for the European Commission. He says European countries are within their legal rights to take a so-called precautionary approach to blocking imports that might be harmful. He says the U.S. has done the same.
When we had mad cow disease in Europe, the U.S. of A. decided no hides, no livestock, no fresh meat, out of fear that this could contaminate the food chain here and whatever. Well, that is an implementation of the precautionary principle.
The example is a bit problematic because that was a known disease outbreak, whereas the EU has been blocking genetically altered foods out of concern that they might one day prove to be harmful. But Elan stresses that Europe has now taken the time to devise a system by which to use hard science to analyze genetically altered foods and products, which could then be approved and labeled so consumers know what they're eating.
We are already getting in more requests for authorizations, which we are presently analyzing.
But U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick says he's been hearing for years that approval is just around the corner. So far, it hasn't happened. The filing of the U.S. case will start 2 months of talks between Washington and the EU. If the talks fail, a WTO investigation would begin. Chris Arnold, NPR News.